District Attorney Chris Hicks announces that the man who beat and stabbed his wife to death has been sentenced to life without parole. The Honorable Kathleen Draculich imposed the sentence on Jack Wilhoit after he pled guilty to first-degree murder. The case began in May of 2024 when Reno police officers were called to the Wilhoit's home. Mr. Wilhoit had called 911, reporting that his wife Evelyn had possibly overdosed on narcotics and that he believed she had died. When officers and other first responders arrived, they found the woman with a beaten face, numerous cuts to her face, neck, and throat, and a bleeding head wound. She also had burn marks on her chest and arm, as well as bruises and cuts on her hands. Detectives in the case noticed that the defendant had swelling on his knuckles, as well as small cuts and scratches on his hands and forearms. Investigation into the home found blood staining and splatter throughout the area, as well as on household appliances and the victim's walking cane, consistent with the defendant having beat his wife with the objects. An autopsy described the victim's cause of death as multiple blunt and sharp force injuries due to physical assault. The state was represented by Deputy District Attorney Richard Haas.